I want you to breed me. 30-pack. Collection 3. 30 steamy tales of breeding erotica. Written by Kimmy Welsh, Tori Westwood, Connie Cookqueen and Millie King. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Minka Tomlinson, Kelly Morgan, Alison O'Keefe and Eddie Oliver.
Me and my bosses beach bang. Age gap breeding 7. Breeding erotica, age gap erotica.
We should get a few looking out to sea now that the sun's heading down, Mr. Jacob said, changing some of the settings on his new camera. His assistant huffed warily.
I'm done for the day, he said.
I stood there in my white bikini, my sun-kissed skin sparkling with the white sands of the secluded Caribbean beach that we'd occupied that day.
But this is the best light, Mr. Jacobs protested.
Then maybe we should have started work 3 hours later?
Mr. Jacobs stared across at Mike, who, by now, had started to pack away his things. All day he'd buzzed around me with reflectors, makeup touches, and everything in between. Mr. Jacobs had really worked him to the bone.
You're leaving? He asked.
We've got tomorrow, Mike said. Remember, this is a vacation for me, too.
Mr. Jacobs pursed his lips. I could tell he wanted to say something, but he'd rightly chosen to keep quiet.
See you tomorrow, he said finally, and there was a strain in his voice.
Bye, Mike, I waved, as he picked up his bag and tossed it over his shoulder. He threw up a hand and turned, ambling up the beach in his sliders and shorts. Mr. Jacobs looked kind of lost in his absence. Hey, we can get some shots anyway, I said, resting my head over his shoulder and hanging off him. He had an open light shirt and vest and a pair of blue shorts. He ran a hand through his hair and sighed, trying to stay positive.
Sure, he said. Yeah, let's get some of you staring at the horizon.
I patted him excitedly and moved towards the surf, dipping my toes in the warm, lapping water. Like this, I said, turning a toe into the sand and pushing my shoulders together so my cleavage plunged.
Just like that, he said,
and there was a smile on him again now. He snapped away eagerly, turning his camera this way and that and fiddling with the many cogs, buttons, and dials that were beyond my remit. I'd taken up modeling a year or two ago, around the same time that Mr. Jacobs had taken up photography as a hobby. We were both kind of helping each other get started on our Caribbean retreat that Mr. Jacobs had treated me to. He flirted with the camera and, by extension, my boss, turning my back to him and looking over my shoulder coquettishly, or staring into the lens with a burning desire that seemed to make him shiver. I could see it was beginning to have an effect on him. For the longest of times, I'd had this attraction to him that I knew wasn't just friendly. Now that both of us were alone, it seemed as though that longing would not stay secret for long. We can get a little more adventurous out here, you know, I said to Mr. Jacobs, looking up and down the empty beach. He put his sunglasses up on his head.
How do you mean?
He asked, squinting to the setting sun. Well, it's just us. I shrugged. Maybe do some body shots. I pulled my bikini in between my ass so it looked like a thong, and then turned to him playfully. Like this? I said, biting a finger. He was dumbfounded at first, but eventually regained enough professionalism to bring the camera up to his eye and take a few snaps. I sat in the surf and rolled my ass into the ground, standing up so that the sand on my butt glistened against the setting sun. I looked down along my shoulder at him and pushed my ass out.
Perfect, he said distantly,
eagerly closing the shutter on his camera as I watched the bulge in his shorts grow. He peered down at the images, and as he did so, I affected a new pose, rolling through the gamut of my most sexual poses. Seeing the growth in his shorts spurred me on to be more risque, and soon I was gripping at my breasts and getting more and more provocative.
That's great, Madison,
Mr. Jacobs encouraged, refusing to curtail my playfulness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?